So a bit of a pop quiz. The beginning of the service, when you introduced your new people, what was their name? No, that's not the pop quiz, but it's a good one. Here's the pop quiz from our world today. Does anyone know who Bob Moore was? Anyone know who Bob Moore was? Has anyone heard of Bob's Red Mills flowers and brand? Raise your hand if you're, those are our bakers, I imagine, right? Right? So Bob Moore was the founder of Bob's Red Mill brand, and they sell whole grains and flour and oats and granola, among other things. It's a natural foods company that he started actually after he retired. He was 49, had taken early retirement, and got himself into this business where not only did he want to grow and sell nutritious food, but he believed in making a difference in the lives of his workers. And so, although he was approached many times over the years to sell his quickly burgeoning company to one of these multinational, multi-conglomerate food organizations, instead, he started a stock, an employee stock ownership plan. And so, by the time he passed away just a couple months ago in February, the $100 million company that he had created was 100% owned by the 700 employees. And he had passed along and brought them wealth and changed their lives. Okay, a different one. Maybe this one is easier. Who is Jaden Daniels? Okay, since a chuckle says right there, we know who he's with. He's this rookie quarterback now for everyone's favorite football team. The Washington Commander. Why was he in the news lately? Why has he, aside from last night's game, right? Did you know that out of the first nine games of the first 9 weeks of the season, he was Rookie of the Week 7 times, including, I see, Karen, you're doing this, right? The Hail Mary, unbelievable to beat the Chicago Bears, right? Right? His efforts clearly, right, have made a huge difference for his team and for all of its fans. Judaism places a great deal of importance on the one single human individual being and on the difference that one person, Bob Moore, Jaden Daniels, you or me, the difference that one person can make. Our tradition views each person as unique, with a special role to play in our community and in our world. In Torah, when the Israelites are building the tabernacle, the Mishkan, the portable sanctuary that they'll travel with through the wilderness, it's assembled out of the gifts of each individual person. If any one person's offering was missing, the tabernacle would have been incomplete. The Torah tells us when our ancestors went up to Jerusalem for the pilgrimage festivals on Passover, on Sukkot, on Shavuot, each person came with their own gift to offer according to the blessings that God had given to them. Not only are each one of us unique and different, but the rabbis insisted that we also acknowledge to ourselves our own importance. Mishnah Sanhedrin teaches us, Kol echad v'echad chayav lomar, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Every single person is required to say, for my sake, the world was created. Every individual person is unique and precious and important, and any single person can make a difference in the world. Our Torah portion this week demonstrates this pretty clearly. Elliot's going to read tomorrow morning for us some of the stories at the beginning of the portion about Abraham. This story comes a little farther on into this week's Torah portion. Abraham is told by God that God is going to destroy the very wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham argues, bargains, stands up to God, and says, "Well, wait a minute, God, what if they're innocent people there? What if they're righteous people there? Are you going to wipe away the innocent along with the guilty?" And God says, "Okay." And Abraham says, what if 50 people are there? 50 righteous people, innocent people. And God says, okay, for the sake of the 50, I won't wipe out the cities. Well, what, says Abraham, if it lacks 5 and 40 and 5 people are there? Okay, says God, 30, 20, ultimately 10, Abraham says, if there are 10 righteous people, God won't destroy the city. Abraham stands up for them. Now, spoiler alert, because we've read ahead. There aren't 10 righteous people in all of Sodom. We're told, the text tells us, the whole town gathers to do evil. Only Lot and his family get spared. But setting that aside, Abraham doesn't know that that's going to be the outcome. Abraham stands up to God as one person working to make a difference. One person working to better our world. We see this hopefully all the time, maybe not as much as we should, but there are great exemplars of this, some of them known, some of them unknown. Elizabeth Taylor. Anyone know what Elizabeth Taylor did to change the world? She was the first person in Hollywood of note who stood up and spoke about the AIDS crisis and the AIDS epidemic and propelled activism where there hadn't been before. There's a woman named Naomi Berman Potash, I don't expect that you'll know who she is, up in Wisconsin, who founded a project that matched up women fleeing from domestic violence with empty hotel and motel rooms for them to be safe. She recognized there was this need, that there were these empty rooms going without being let, and there was this need for women to feel safe in them. Rachel Hart Clayman and Kathy Goldberg in Chicago started something called the Glass Slipper Project, which collected gently used formal wear, fancy gowns, and made them available for low-income young women for prom dresses. One person making a difference. My favorite example out of all of these was a kid in Florida named David Levitt. Have I told this story here before? Probably. And if you remember it, maybe not. I can tell it again. David Levitt was a middle school student when he was surprised to see his school cafeteria throwing out tons of leftover food every day. He had read about a man named Stan Curtis who was donating food from schools to hungry people, so he thought maybe he could do it too. As it turned out, David Levitt was looking for a project to work on because he was 12 and a half and about to become bar mitzvah and needed a bar mitzvah project. So he set about getting his school to donate all of their leftover cafeteria food to a local shelter. He wrote and he called and he petitioned the local school board to have the lunchroom food donated, and ultimately they agreed, and the donations began to happen and became instituted, so they happened every day. Then David realized if his school could do it, other schools could do it as well. And again, he called and petitioned and he spoke, and soon every school in his school district was donating their leftover food. And from there, it became every public school in the county. And then, working with a Florida state legislature, David was ultimately responsible for the passage of a state law requiring the collection and redistribution of all public school cafeteria leftover food in all of Florida. This last feat took a little longer, but it was done by the time he turned 16. Right? In 3 years, having started as his bar mitzvah project, David Levitt's work created a system that each year donated thousands and thousands of pounds of food to hungry people. One person can make a difference. One kid can make a difference. Something to learn from Abraham in our week's Torah portion, and from our exemplars in our world. Take these opportunities that we have when they present themselves to us to make a difference in our world. We might not all be multi-million dollar company businessmen like Bob Moore or Hollywood stars like Liz Taylor, but we might be people like David or Naomi or Rachel or Kathy, people who found a need and a way to address it, to affect our communities and our families and even ourselves. One person can make a difference, and it's up to each one of us to be that person. Shabbat Shalom.